Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perio. I'm so glad you're on the line. I am calling in from Colorado. Just got back, did the overnight flight from Kona, Hawaii. So happy to be back, but sad to be gone. It was an amazing, amazing trip. And our call tonight's going to be on some of the takeaways from that Crown trip. So, that's one thing that I'll share with all of you on the line. Is that any one of you, whether you joined yesterday or you've been in the business 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, whether you're a associate, builder, consultant, director, executive, diamond, doesn't matter what rank you're at, you have the opportunity to get to the Crown Trip next year. 12 full months, absolutely 100%. If you set your mind to it, you have an opportunity to be there. So listen closely. I'm glad you're on the line. Please get ready to take some awesome notes as far as what I saw, what I took away. But, I invited Rachel Balance out to be on the line. She's our most recent crown. I know that she worked super, super, super hard to make the crown rank just before convention, which was awesome. Got to walk across stage as a new crown in the month of July. And, at the time, I know that it was all about the excitement and energy for her team. I know she was excited to walk across stage at convention. And we had talked about the idea of, oh yeah, by the way, you get to come on Crown Trip. And so, I invited her on the line here just to share her personal experience as to what it was like to be kind of welcomed into the Crown community and how she enjoyed, maybe being pampered and what it's like firsthand as far as being on a Crown Trip. And then I'll talk a little bit about some of the takeaways and business oriented things that I saw. But, would love to hear from Rachel. She's on her way to the airport or at the airport in Kona. Rachel, tell us a little bit about your Crown Trip experience.
Hey there. Well, oh my gosh, I am just like still flying high. I'm literally just walked out of the pool area onto the shuttle on my way. And I just want to say thank you so much to you, David Litt, and to Amy and Dave and everyone involved who made this trip happen. I mean, this was a true gift. You guys really rewarded us for, hard work that's paid off over the years. And we've really, everyone here worked really hard to get here, to get to Crown. And some of the things that were so amazing, I mean, it was such a beautiful trip. It's just so nice to be, at the Fairmont Hotel and have, incredible gourmet meals for every meal and just be so well treated and taken care of, and the beautiful gifts that we got, our Perium gifts were, really fun. But it was really just so neat to connect with other crowns and just to become such good friends with all these different people who have been on the same journey and hearing how they got on their journey and how they got to where they got. And some of the mind-blowing things that I heard were specifically from Jody and Jody Agata and Doug and Sonia Magruder, which is that when they first started 5 years ago, they didn't really know it was a business. Sonia and Doug were just, sharing gift cards and just kind of like sharing it with a few different people. And then suddenly they had a check, that was the same as their monthly rental check. And they're like, wait a minute, we're renting houses and working and fixing toilets and doing all this stuff. And we're getting, did you see the direct deposit we just got from Perium? And they realized that they could create a business. And so I thought it was so fun to see people who are all the way 4-star crowned, and they started this by accident. And that's the theme I heard. A lot of people, back when Jody was starting, she didn't even know what it was called. She's like, it's a 7-day transformation. Is this a fast? Is this a cleanse? Yet they just kept sharing, and they were doing it without literature. And so to see people who have gotten so far, who started with not even half the resources that we have, was so inspiring. So I can say that the Crown Trip is a place of inspiration. I got lots of ideas. We huddled, we connected, we hung out and had, hung out by the pool together. We hung out and had wonderful, just amazing adventures together. We went to Waipio Valley, which is a sacred, beautiful valley in Hawaii that is just absolutely stunningly gorgeous, and went on a fluming trip with fluming, which is we got to basically be on kayaks through the aqueducts. I call them the aqueducts, going through the water canal that went actually all the way from the mountains, bringing the water to the sugarcane fields. And it was so neat to just actually hear the history of the island through that point of view, that was created 100 years ago. So adventures, pampering time, self time, reflection time, and then really having really connected group time where we could all just really fall in love with each other and actually really connect. And one of my favorite, one of the highlights for me was actually on, I think it was Sunday, where we all got together and talked about what, how we wanted to see this business grow, how we wanted to see Purium, what we can do better, what we were celebrating that's been achieved so far. And I really feel inspired by something you said, David Litt. You said, I always have to say your last name, something that you said that really inspired is we are they. We are they. Everyone talks about they this and they that, and it's like, who's they? We are they. We're all together making decisions, and based on our experience, based on you know, wanting our teams to grow, wanting our teams to have success, wanting our teams to really have a good experience in the company as builders, and then also getting to hear some of the exciting new things that are coming this year, products, you know, new marketing materials. Like, oh my God, I have chills just right now thinking about all the different things that we're covering, all the exciting new things, and I can really see wave two is just gaining momentum. We're getting that small baby, and we're going to be a tsunami. So thank you so much.
Awesome. Well, hey, one last thing, Rachel, you know, you did a great job of recapping all the fantastic, you know, kind of events and fun and pampering and all that. You know, the one thing too that was pretty magical was the spontaneity. And on that YPO trip, we checked into that little sea dandelion vegetarian restaurant. You want to just quick give a 30 seconds on what that was like?
Oh my God, that was the highlight. I swear, that might have been the highlight of the entire trip, was just a spontaneous moment where we found this incredible raw food vegan restaurant. It's not entirely raw. And just feeling like really part of the culture there, and this little mom and pop restaurant that we all squeezed into last minute on this journey. And it was a beautiful, sunny little cafe called Dandelion Sea Cafe. Had big windows, and this guy was just playing guitar and singing these beautiful Hawaiian songs, and then singing all songs that we were requesting. And just, we got goofy. We got super goofy. We were singing, we were dancing, we were laughing, we were filming, and they had all kinds of beautiful things in their little shop. And what's really cool that I felt good about was that, you know, when I talked to the owner, the woman, she was from Australia, they had just actually put their dog through some amazing surgery, intense surgery, like the day before. And so they were at the lowest in their funds. And we just came in and blessed them with our service. We just gave them, you know, 20 people in there, you know, getting lunches and buying, you know, crystals and all the different little things in that shop. We had such a good time. It was really a bonding experience. And I feel like that is so important, because community is something that is very much lacking. It's not really built into any other company experience. And it's not generally the experience that we have if we work for any other corporation. And to feel the sense of, like, we are family, we're singing together, we're laughing, we're celebrating each other, we're goofing around, and we're just also just learning together. It's such an inspiration. Now I'm saying bye to Chloe.
Bye,
bye love. So that was David Sandoval's daughter. It was so great to be around her, too, and to just really feel the family vibe.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing, and appreciate you, and it was great to spend some time. And thanks for capturing that. So safe journey, safe travels.
Thank you.
Awesome. If you can hit mute or star one, and we're going to continue on with a couple of takeaways from the Crown trip. So awesome. Well, cool. Well, that was great. That was a really, really magical moment. As Rachel said, you know, vegetarian restaurant. They probably only had a handful of people there, though. The whole day and the whole week up till that point, and suddenly we come pouring in, singing, dancing, and having a great time with their little guitar player there. So it was really fun. So, you know, I had five takeaways. I had way more than five takeaways, but I'm going to summarize five takeaways from a business perspective and help you to understand, you know, what you need to do and how you can get to Crown Trip next year. As I said, I really fully believe anybody who wants to engage in a big way over the next 12 months can be there. So the first thing that was really interesting to me, I'll just call number one, is a profile of a crown. So on the one hand, there is no profile of a crown. For those who know the color code, we have reds, blues, yellows, and whites. We have powerful, you know, folks, we have fun-oriented people, we have peaceful-oriented people, we have people-oriented people, we have bodybuilders and cyclists and breakdancers and doctors and singers and golfers and artists and drummers and photographers and scuba divers and surfers, and everybody has their own gifts. You know, everybody has their own personality. Everybody has, you know, their own thing that really is who they are. So don't feel like you have to fit into a box. One thing I saw as far as the profile of a crown is that one person can make a difference. If you're passionate, if you're driven, if you're entrepreneurial, if you're action-oriented, if you're results-oriented, if you're team-first, and if you're mission-oriented, if you really believe this is my business, this is not Purium's business. Purium is the vehicle. Purium is the products that we share. Purium is the compensation and opportunities. Purium is the tools that we use, but this is my business, and it's going to be a reflection of my personality, my focus, my team, and I'm going to bring in awesome, awesome people and celebrate them and recognize them and love them and really, you know, so as far as the profile of a crown, you know, what I saw was passionate, driven, entrepreneurial, action-oriented, people who felt like they could make a difference. They were drivers, not passengers of their business. So it was really fun to see all the diversity. So sometimes we were singing and there were awesome people that were up front singing and other people didn't feel so comfortable singing. Sometimes we were playing pool and there were some people who were awesome at pool and some that weren't. We were snorkeling or, you know, whatever it is we were doing, there were some people that were other people that were just trying. And that was definitely something I saw as well, as people, you know, willing to try, willing to their comfort zone, willing to experience life to the fullest, living in the present moment. So I think there's lots to the types of people that are crowns, but there's not one personality of a crown. So that's number one takeaway. Number two takeaway was I saw people who had a high level of belief, a high level of trust, a high level of optimism, a high level of having a long view and understanding that this is a business, and that, you know, there's going to be ups, there's going to be downs, and that they believe in Dave, they believe in Amy, they believe in our mission, they believe in that in the long run, the good guys are going to win. And you know, maybe it's a little bit of a cliche, but I really feel as though, you know, our mission and vision of wanting to change the world is a good mission, and that that is our intention, and that not every day is going to be perfect, not every situation is going to be perfect, but that because of their belief level, because of their trust level, because of their optimism, because of their patience, because of their long view, they know that in the long run that their business is always going to be better. You know, maybe not tomorrow, but maybe the day after tomorrow. Maybe not the day after tomorrow, but maybe the week after tomorrow. Maybe not the week after, but maybe the month after. So as driven as they are, as focused as they are, as action-oriented and passionate and results-oriented and hard-driving, as they also have this long view, this optimism and belief that over the course of time, things are going to get bigger and better. It was inspiring to see the Calandrillos there. You know, Joel and Jane have been, you know, in the company right along with Ian, you know, for a long, long time. And, you know, they were there before wave one. And that, you know, they always believed that they were going to be crowns. They always believed that, you know, the right person was going to show up in their business. They always believed, and they handed out gift cards and handed out gift cards and found Eric Mish, who found Sonia and Doug Magruder. And, you know, from there, Dr. Dana and the Martins and all of these folks came cascading through, you know, kind of this one moment in a vegan cafe in Florida. So, you know, that's the beauty of this business is, you know, you're one gift card away from crown potentially. And Joel and Jane, years and years and years, finally handed that right gift card to that right person who ended up really making a difference. So the third thing is kind of tied to that. It kind of ties together the action orientation and the drive with the long-term belief and trust is really consistency and persistence and showing up and rhythm. You know, this idea that there's, you know, a need to constantly be there. And as a leader, even if you're brand new in the business, if you have big goals and have crown goals, that, you know, being consistent and always being there, showing up, supporting your team, and making sure that you're pacing along with your team, that you're pacing one step ahead of your team, that you're always showing them what's next, and that you're going to be consistent. You're going to be on the conference calls, that you're going to be on the Facebook pages, even as a newer person, that you're showing up. You know, there's an old saying, which I hate, which is fake it till you make it. And basically that's exactly wrong. You know, it's not fake it till you make it. It's not, you know, showing off as though you've made it. It's the exact opposite. It's really kind of deliver and act and do as though your business is much bigger. You know, have that intention around consistency. Look at what crowns do and mirror what they do. You know, where are they? How are they showing up? What are they doing? What do they say? How do they promote? You know, what events are they at? You know, all those things, that consistency, that persistence, that showing up, that rhythm. And, you know, Dave and Amy are fantastic examples of that. For 25 years, they've shown up for work every single day, oftentimes 12, 13, 14, 16 hours. You know, when times are tough, they're showing up bigger, you know, so that's the thing. You know, when the going gets tough, the leaders show up in a bigger way. And so that consistency and persistence is really a key part of the takeaway. So when I look at Dave, when I look at Amy, when I look at our top leaders, you know, they're always showing up. They're always, you know, giving back. The fourth thing that was a takeaway for me is that we're on the right path. Our business meeting was fantastic, as Rachel said, and that, you know, our new business model, our customer-driven business model, you know, the idea of doing consumer promotions and product promotions and Facebook ads and Instagram posts and utilizing technology and really, you know, leaning into focusing on influencers, you know, this new nonprofit program that we're doing for the month of December. You know, there's lots and lots of different ways that we can use this business model as a platform. And we're seeing more and more, you know, influencers in the world of health, wellness, non-GMO, glyphosate removal, all that showing up in a big way. Many of you know that Dave was featured with Jeffrey Smith, one of the leaders of the non-GMO movement, on a speaking engagement and interview. And we're hearing more and more of these major organizations through the nonprofit program wanting to interview Dave, wanting to, you know, promote our products. So we're just getting warmed up. Understand that we launched the new business model and the new website about 60 days ago. So wave two really just got going, and we're moving into transformation season. You know, it was funny. We went through some really great exercises. We posted up post-it notes on the wall and talked about, you know, where opportunities were and all the great things that we're doing. And you know, it's interesting, you know, that the transformation now and the gift card program, I mean, these are things that are just given. It, like, you know, like, of course we have the transformation. You know, of course we have the gift card program. You know, these are programs that are so huge that other companies don't have, and certainly don't have in the way that we do. So, you know, it's just interesting that we're continuing to build a foundation on bigger and bigger and more solid blocks. And so that really came across as far as the level of confidence that our field leadership team had and our crown team had with where we're headed. So, you know, our meeting last year on business was, you know, definitely a sense of, you know, some people wanting to change and some people not, and not 100% sure which pieces we were going to change and how it was all going to come together. But, you know, this wave two business model is well more than a year in the making. And so it was fantastic to see, you know, some of the hard work and ideas from the field advisory board and all the crowns coming together in October and now really starting to flourish. And we shared some numbers, and we'll share some more as we go into the new year, but the consistency of ordering that we're seeing from customers is on a totally different level than we've ever seen before. And so the idea of gift card and a website and sharing gift cards, bringing people in, letting them be customers, enjoying their experience is really starting to pay off, as it's going to compound. The more gift cards you share, the more you get into the 1K club and the 3K club. And, you know, now we have somebody heading toward the 30K club, you know, just in the month of December, believe it or not. You know, we're not even halfway through the month. So we may have somebody hit the 50K club by the end of the month. You know, it's kind of an organization, but, you know, it just shows you bringing in the right influencer, bringing in the right organization, bringing in the right field leaders. You know, there's just all types of opportunities, and we're just getting warmed up. So the optimism for wave two and the path that we're on continues to get better. And Amy shared a lot around operationally some of the things that we're tightening up with shipping and customer service and technology and some of the tools we're using on the back end to promote and share once people come into the business, and the customer journey and the brand partner journey is continue to get richer and richer and more targeted. So we're doing things other companies just aren't doing as far as helping you to manage your database and communicate with your team and promote with your database. And we're going to be rolling out some really awesome stuff here as early as January 1st. And Dave shared some stuff around, you know, the consumer promotion, some new products. He shared a new product concept that got a standing ovation. He was a tough act to follow after he announced the product that we're going to be focused on next. People were, you know, jumping up and down, excited. So we've got some really, really, really big things that we're all excited about that will be laid out as the year goes on. So, you know, that belief, that trust, that optimism, that long view that Crowns continue to have gets easier when, you know, things are flowing our way and moving in the right direction. And so I'm more and more confident that we are going to heal the world, that we are going to change the way the world eats, that we are going to help to eliminate glyphosate from people's bodies, that we are going to get a million moms, we are going to get a million families. That is going to happen. And so it's just a matter of how big you want to play, what your role is going to be, and, you know, if you're going to be on that crown trip next year. And the fifth thing that I saw, and certainly Rachel alluded to it, is the idea of community, is the idea of culture, is the idea of appreciation and recognition, you know, and really from the biggest of big picture perspective, the idea of love. And that, you know, this is a company that truly does love life and love the world and want to make a difference in a positive way from an eating perspective and from a healing perspective and from an entrepreneurial perspective and from a business perspective. You know, any way that we can alleviate pain in somebody's life, any way that we can boost somebody up, any way that we can bring more positive energy into our community, our families, our world, you know, that's what we're about. And it is so, so apparent. You know, I say this all the time, you know, once you experience Purium at the fullest, you never want to leave. And so the challenge that we have as marketers and promoters and brand partners is to keep it simple and meet people where they are, and to talk about weight loss and to talk about energy and stress reduction and eating good, clean food and, you know, all the simple things that people want from a health perspective, or talking about making a little bit of money or paying down bills. We just want to bring people in, share gift cards, let people see the social sharing economy and the social sharing network that we offer, and make it fun, make it friendly, make it simple. You know, don't overthink it, and then continue to bring them closer and closer into the community. Bring them to conference calls, bring them to events, share with your upline. Have them meet your crown, you know, have them share the photos of, you know, us laughing and singing, and the videos of us at the little vegetarian cafe playing, you know, with this little guitar player. And, you know, it's just, and so you join for health and you join for making money, but you stay because of the community. You stay because of the culture and the appreciation and the recognition and the healing and the love that we bring. And so I just wish that for everybody. I really, really do. I really wish everybody could have the type of experience that we just had. So thankful that, you know, I had that opportunity that, you know, they can't take away. No one can take away the memories that you have, the experiences that you have, and that life is just about connection and about experiences and, you know, an opportunity to share and receive love as we're here. And boy, there was just a great, great, you know, time just filled with amazing moments. You know, throughout that event. So I wish that for everybody. And if that is a goal of yours, connect with the crown in your upline team and you know, figure out how to create a game plan from wherever you are now to become that entrepreneur, become that passionate, driven, trusting, optimistic, consistent, you know, person. Be that entrepreneur that can receive and share all of the new products and programs and tools and technology that we have so that you can get into the community in a bigger way and live your most fulfilled life. So, boy, it was a special, special few days. It re-energized me in a big way. I can't wait for Wave 2 to continue to roar. You know, we're only 60 days into it and just coming into primetime season. So those who want to be on Crown Trip, those who are really serious about the business, this is not downtime right now. You know, there are people, nonprofits that need to hear from us. And, you know, that phone call that you make, that text message, that Facebook post that you make to, you know, find that influencer, to find that nonprofit could change the trajectory of your entire year. So learn from the calendar lows, learn from all the crowns, you know, share gift cards on a consistent basis, including the month of December, including this week, including tonight. And let's build this community and build this mission. We're looking for 1 million. We're looking for 1,000 women in 100 communities who want to help 10 families each get off of processed food. That's just 10 gift cards per person. You know, you could do that this very month. So I hope you do. So anyway, thanks so much for Rachel sharing her piece. And I'm super inspired. I will start my Facebook Lives again back up tomorrow morning. And catch you on my Facebook page, David Litt, Purium Health Products, tomorrow morning around 9:15 or so Mountain Time. So that's 11:15 Eastern, 8:15 Pacific Time, 6:15 on the islands. And Dave Sandoval tomorrow night will be doing his lifestyle call, as he always does. And glad to have you listening in and on the line. And share the business. Look for the Crown Trip photos. Look for some videos. Look for some neat stuff, and you'll get a better sense of what Rachel and I were talking about. So, Rachel, thanks so much. Thanks, everybody, and have a fantastic night.
Thank you, David.
And aloha. Thanks, Rachel.